plagued a potential nugget.
So CJ, thanks for your time. Excited to be talking to you.
It's my pleasure.
And I must say, a few weeks back, I caught your show Naked in Bombay. And I must confess, I've been to quite a few comedy performances, but this particular one left me in a very reflective mood. I must say, off the various shows I've done, that's not a word I would use at the end of a show like that. So give us a sense, for the purpose of listeners, a sense of what the show is about and how it came to being.
So are you trying to say that you watching another man naked left you reflective is what you're trying to say?
Let's just say it left me thinking about a lot of things in life.
No, so the thing with Naked is like, I almost don't call it a stand-up comedy show because it has so many different elements. It's got theater, it's got storytelling, it's got poetry, it's got a little bit of music and dance. But the essence behind the show is, as human beings, we kind of have brick walls that we build around ourselves, which hide our deepest hopes and fears and desires. Now, in the course of this show, one brick at a time, I remove these walls, exposing myself with all my vulnerabilities, all my pain, and it is terrifying and exhilarating at the same time, because by the end of it, while you are completely naked, you are also completely free. So that is the essence that lies beneath that show. And I think what really works for that show is when people watch that show, it's not, I'm using the vehicle of my life to talk about the trials and tribulations of the human experience. So every single person in that audience at some point has felt similar to what I felt or has gone through similar experiences. So when I'm performing, they don't feel like I'm telling the story of my life, but it's almost like I'm telling a story of their lives. And that's where the connection in that show is so strong.
That's interesting. Again, I must confess, you're right. Comedy is probably the wrong term to describe the show. It's clearly, it leaves you with a very, very different aftertaste, very different from what you would experience in a typical comedy show. So, and is there any context around?
By the way, I just make sure your listeners know that the show is funny as well, right? It's not just some intense,
indeed.
Hardcore stuff.
But what's the genesis of this? Why did you do this?
You know what happens as an artist, as a performer, you go through different levels of growth. And when I say growth, I talk about personal internal growth. Because, I mean, there are some comedians who can perform the same 20 minutes for 20 years and have gone on to do that. Today, most corporate shows, whether it's in the country or abroad, I can do them in my sleep. But the second you start getting so comfortable, I think you start to stagnate. So for me, this was a show that helped me grow internally as a performer. I had to push myself beyond my comfort zone. And I think that's kind of where it came from. You've got to consistently ask yourself, what's next? How do I grow further? I mean, the same works for organizations and creativity and innovation. I think often organizations are scared to innovate because they don't want to be seen to be failing at things. But the question you have to ask yourself is, if I'm still doing exactly what I'm doing now, 10 years from now or 20 years from now, will I be competitive? Will I be well regarded? And if the answer is no, then you have to experiment. You have to create. And failure is a part of the creative process. You cannot succeed without failing. But if you don't fail, you will never succeed.
I'm reminded of the term vulnerability builds trust. In professional services, or in any relationship context for that matter, I've noticed that the people that have built really deep relationships are often those that are willing to be vulnerable and open up just a little bit about themselves, which makes it easier for the other party to trust them and build that deep connect. Thank you for listening.